Hey friends, just a quick note. I had some audio quirks with this production, so if you notice anything amiss or annoying, you have my heartfelt apologies. And so, with that out of the way, on to the show. Salutations, good gamers, and welcome back to the long-delayed Daily Days podcast, the show all about retro, even if only now in monthly to bi-monthly doses. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this nostalgic road, and today I'm using my limited time to wade into some surefire controversy. And that would be the dubious connection between popular podcast Retronauts, a broadcast that explores the history of vintage games, and Limited Run Games, a company which specializes in the production of indie titles and out-of-print fare. On the surface, both entities seem noble, but they share a disingenuous connection I believe is worth a moment's discussion. So, Retronauts, before I really delve into the sore point at hand, it's important to note that, generally, it's a decent if uneven show, with some episodes offering guests who seem insightful and actually know what they're talking about, and other episodes in which it seems no one's done their full homework. When it was a free broadcast with no apparent paywall, this inconsistent tone wasn't so bad as it was simply people who loved games getting together for the greater good. But now that the show's begun charging for certain recordings, there's a level of crassness here that makes everything just a little harder to recommend. Retronauts, once upon a time, was founded by Jeremy Parrish, a writer and eventually editor-in-chief at the now-defunct OneUp.com. He later gave the show away to another OneUp associate, Bob Mackey, who carried on with it for a while before Parrish came running back at some point in the mid-2010s. For all intents and purposes, it's now Parrish's baby again, and he clearly sees it as a vehicle to furthering his own legacy in the gaming spectrum, as well as bolstering his own net worth. Indeed, listening to most shows, even when Parrish is not the primary host, he's revealed as a person who won't hesitate to set the record straight if he finds fault in another's opinion. He does so with craft and tact, of course, I'll give him that, but he does indeed almost always get the last word unless it's a subject he's not well versed in, the rare game, generally, that he hasn't grossly played. It's this adamant quirk of his, I believe, that explains why his co-host and guest are often so deferential and acquiescent around him, rarely daring to challenge the man on anything. It makes sense. My own experience with Mr. Parrish goes back to the final days of OneUp.com, a gaming website in which he expected praise for his words and works and vehemently resented any criticism, no matter how constructive or politely stated. Indeed, I butted heads with him on a few occasions. Me, the humble reader, challenged, even attacked, by the proud and proper editor. But that's not what we're here to discuss today. Parrish's greatest sin of late is not hubris necessarily, but his allegiance to Limited Run Games, a once noble company that sought to convert and publish digital-only indie titles for preservation's sake. And I say preservation in air quotes because, sadly, the company has since choked on its sudden success and now publishes everything it can get its claws on, old and new, rare or not. How about NES, Game Boy, PC, and Nintendo 64 Star Wars games that have already seen physical release in the millions years ago and can still be readily found now? Or overpriced PS4 special editions of the Jak and Daxter titles that exist in the tens of millions across PS2 and PS3 platforms and can still be had for shillings? Or how about Streets of Rage 4, a game everyone scrambled to buy through LRG, only to see it appear at normal retailers with more attractive packaging and extras a mere couple of months later? In other words, the company specializes in manipulating the collector market, luring avid collectors in with pretty packaging and promises of "it's rare and it'll be valuable," all to swipe them of their hard-earned cash. Worse, LRG often sells these rare gems in Best Buy stores and otherwise puts no limit on what a person or entity can order, meaning one of these limited-run titles can easily be printed into the tens of thousands by the time the company has accepted all reservations. At best, LRG specializes in overpriced but admittedly snazzy reproductions. At worst, it's an active scam designed to exploit the FOMO, the fear of missing out, within the enthusiast and fervent collector. The type who just has to have everything for his collection, even if deep down he kinda knows better. Indeed, I've talked about the company before on earlier podcasts. I even wrote a relatively popular blog on the subject over a year back that really took the company to task for poor customer service, misleading terms, and shady fine print, and overcharging for so-called special editions of games that are plenty preserved already. The company has since gotten a little better, or a little worse, depending on one's view. But what remains egregious is the company's growing tendency to not just rescue these obscure indie titles from digital death, but actually compete and vie and struggle against other companies for the rights to publish certain games that were always going to see a physical release at some point anyway. In other words, it's not about preservation anymore, just procuring big licenses for mega profit, all while espousing sanctimonious self-serving blather. Which brings us back to Parrish. He now works at the company, a fact he freely admits, but isn't this a problem, a conflict of interest, if you will? If the esteemed and admired Jeremy Parrish highlights any game on his Retronauts podcast, old or new, one can't help but wonder if he's really being sincere or simply shilling for a product LRG might one day sell if it isn't already planning to. In short, one could say he's using his clout and platform to actually advertise the games his company could be gearing to sell, or might now decide to sell, because Parrish gave those titles some glowing exposure. What's more, because he's employed by the company, well, he can't really speak ill about his employer, can he? Should Limited Run Games do something questionable or anti-consumer? Does anyone think Parrish will bring those issues up on his show? It seems highly unlikely. For example, the remake of the Sega Saturn title Panzer Dragoon is currently being sold on Limited Run's website, its standard PS4 version going for $39.99, its special edition priced at $59.99. So what do gamers get for their extra 20 smackers? Well, a cheap extra-long jewel case like those the Saturn once employed, and a color manual that includes a retrospective essay written by, you guessed suggested, the illustrious Mr. Parrish. Now, do you think Jeremy Parrish would ever dare speak negatively about a game his company is selling? Or, if he thinks the game is merely pretty good, do you think he'd recommend his listeners buy the no-frills cheaper edition instead? Especially when the deluxe version is the one that features his writing and will ultimately gain the company of his more profit. Similarly, what if Mr. Parrish plays it safe, not mentioning Panzer Dragoon on any show from 6 months back to 6 months into the future? That seems acceptable, right? But it still leaves one nagging doubt. Has he talked about Panzer Dragoon on any earlier podcast? And if so, is this why the company is interested in selling its remake right now? And if not, what if Parrish or someone on the Retronauts staff figures the remake isn't so good after all, or just average? Would they be allowed to share that opinion on his show? It raises a lot of questions I'm not sure Mr. Parrish himself would know the answer to. Or if he does have those answers, he might not be willing to share them, as they're not the ones we might want to hear. Parrish, of course, would insist he's innocent and completely impartial, and maybe he is. The problem, though, is perception. Whether fair or not, perception is everything, and like it or not, Mr. Parrish, there's definitely a conflict of interest at play here, and you are squarely in the middle of it. And that's why I don't put a whole lot of stock in what the good Jeremy Parrish has to say these days, despite his obvious talent for writing and his love for games. You can't serve two masters, and deep down he knows that too, which is why this is especially unfortunate. So anyway, that's my take. I hate collusion, I hate manipulation, and I think frequenters of Retronauts and LRG should at least know what's going on and consider the potential ramifications. The more you know, right? And with that, I will be bidding farewell for another spell. I hope to return sooner next time, as there is always an abundance of news constantly pouring out to analyze and discuss. But either way, Happy New Year, stay safe, and enjoy your games. Until next time then, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.